baby, I'm at the point in my life where I'm tired of playing games. I don't wanna settle down, I don't wanna buy a house, and I don't wanna change my last name. I don't wanna have your kids, I don't want the life to live. Never gave what it was supposed to give. I've been your superwoman for so long.
Welcome and welcome.
Welcome back, y'all.
I would like to start by thanking you all for voting for me for president. It was something that came to me as a really big surprise, but I'm here now.
You got my vote.
Thank you all. I am Ra Ali.
I am Lewis, a.k.a. Mr. Don Quixote.
You know I'm Cash, and I'm your sexologist bestie.
Have no fear, JDR is here, a.k.a. Mr. Organic. And this is...
On the Contrary!
Oh, shit, that wasn't even planned.
I knew y'all was going to do that.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
Okay. What's up, y'all?
What up?
Chello.
How y'all feeling?
Man, we're feeling better and bigger than ever.
So today we are actually starting with the quick fire opening question.
Let's get to it.
Okay.
And it goes a little something like this.
Okay.
If we took a poll, what's the worst thing an ex would say about you? Oh, my God. This is good.
I know mine off the bat.
What is it, Cash?
So, for me, I had, and I think I'm much better at it. I still got probably like 20% of this. But the tendency to, like, when I get passionate about something, ass off or whatever the case is. And it wasn't like I was trying to shut them down. But I would get so defensive sometimes, and it's something I worked on, or whatever the case is. But if it was an ex, that means it's someone who caught me before I've become a changed woman, before I've learned how to listen to my partner with love and grace and understanding, and every now and again, 20% of defensiveness. But before that used to be, I don't know, like I'm a strong-minded person. I was a debate team. And I used to listen to respond. That's probably the best way I can say it.
Yeah.
Now I listen to understand, right? Ooh. And then maybe if I respond, I have to respond. But I'll try to understand first. But, yeah, that would probably be the worst trait.
Okay.
Worst trait.
Yeah. I mean, mine would probably, first and foremost, would probably be selfish off the riff. Boom.
I'm gonna jump. That's right. So surprising.
I can't believe
it. I wouldn't.
You selfish?
Crazy. That's why they're not around no more.
Every time I see you, I just hear, I believe the children of the future.
You don't deserve it. So that would be selfish, of course. That'd be instantly, you know, inserted in there. And I get that. And like a dictator type tyrant type individual.
Uh-huh. They wildin'.
They going too crazy on me.
Right. A dictator, you know, for
and a little sprinkle of narcissism.
These bitches got the gold.
They got
the funny thing
is. Where they going?
To say he a dictator. To say he a dictator when he the one that don't like to be told what to not
damn
to do.
Right. Yeah, that dictator. Dropping that dictator. But, they would say that. But I ain't gonna lie, though, I kind of was those things, and it allowed me to grow and be better in the situations I'm in now. And some of that stuff I had to, you know, clean up. So I ain't gonna lie, most of that stuff was pertaining to me, but I did
work
go through a
progress.
Lot of growth.
So yeah, it's a democracy now? It's a democracy?
It's still a tyrant dictator type, but it's more of a, I forgot
you
what
you dropped the dick to balance the dictator.
Yeah, it had to be done, but it's going, you know what I mean? I still go to the people and get some understanding. Yeah. It's
okay,
balanced.
Okay.
Yeah, but still my way.
I hear you out, and I'm gonna tell you what the fuck to do.
Okay. I love my cast. I don't care.
Don't
I don't
be my
care.
Way now.
I love y'all.
We love you too.
I love y'all.
We
y'all
love you. We love
amazing,
you.
Yo.
Y'all would not believe what they would say about me though.
Wow.
We need to hear this.
This fucked up.
Okay.
That I was an opportunist.
Damn.
That is not true.
That's
but were you?
I would say, you know what I mean? It caused me to cheat a lot because I felt like if I could get something.
You mean the opportunity to get some new
That's not an opportunist. That's the
No. Absolutely. It is. I was an opportunist because what I was doing was taking advantage of situations I was in.
That was presented to you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
And I would try to explain
it.
It's
an opportunity to get up in that I'm going to get up in that I thought you
listen,
was saying,
y'all,
like.
Listen, y'all. Where Cash Camera at? Don't listen to her.
I thought he was talking about, like, you know, a person that get in there, if I see opportunity to take advantage of you or da-da-da-da. I didn't think he was talking about opportunities for
That's different. different. Yeah, that's heavy.
No, but that's how, that's what led to it. I would use that for leverage. So you're in a relationship, right? And then you meet someone else. Guess what? This person does such and such. Okay, I want such and such as well as keep what I got going on. Mm. So I'm going to get what I want from this person, utilize that opportunity to make me feel better about myself. So
just leche cake, chocolate cake, vanilla cake,
happy cake. Eat
that's
cake.
Just being
eat
a just cakes being cakes a promiscuous and being a cheater.
Yeah.
That's not an opportunist.
Opportunist, because opportunist is like, oh, I see if I can get with this person what I could get out of them.
Yeah. That's
I would have to explain this behind closed doors.
I used to take the opportunities.
It's a bit of a filter here.
Right.
And I'm not going to throw myself under the bus. I'm not canceling myself. I look like a dick.
Right.
So, I respect that. I
an
respect
opportunist.
That.
But now you have more self-control and
absolutely.
You are
of course.
Okay. One woman man.
Growth,
okay.
brother.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Well, that's the support. That's for maturity. Reference, guys, we're talking about the past.
Please understand.
El pasado era mi vida. Pero ahora yo lo cambié todo. Yo tengo, mira, tengo una esposa, tengo hijo.
Sí, papi.
Ya tú sabes. Don't get it.
Mm-hmm. You ever had her do a, this is a stupid ass question, I'm sorry. But have you ever done accents in bed?
Well, there's one I do playfully, and I just say it, I'm gonna say it to you straight to you, babe. Te gusta eso, mami.
Ooh.
She knows what it is.
But that's her on that motherfucker.
I was
but it's not
ass.
Mine. So. It's something she saw, and I just be teasing her with that shit. I'm like, oh, that's the shit you like? Te gusta eso, mami. And
what
that's
does that mean?
So you like that, baby.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That?
I
but
was
in,
definitely
in a Spanish accent.
I was
can you show me how to say that? Not the mommy part, the I can say papi. Tell me how to say the beginning part.
Te
gusta. Te gusta.
Eso.
Eso.
Papi.
Papi.
Wait, I didn't like the way I said papi.
Te gusta eso, papi.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
yeah,
say
yeah,
papi by
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, you got to cut
okay.
that off, brother.
Gusta,
right.
Te gusta what?
Te gusta eso, papi.
I'm
sorry. You said it again, bro.
Te gusta esto?
You like one? That, daddy?
Is it esto? Te gusta esto, papi.
That means do you like this?
Te gusta.
Te gusta eso, papi.
Or daddy.
Or daddy.
Whatever you'd like. Te papi means daddy.
Te gusta esto. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Stop saying it like
te
that.
Gusta
looking
esto.
At me. Look at Cash.
Mommy.
Say the word I want to hear. I said,
okay.
I definitely be doing shit like
back
that.
To our first episode when Rob was like, how,
well,
do,
she
I
was
tell
like, how do I say
my
this?
Nanny.
Yeah.
And when I said to her that
the
I was
lady,
a, the look
the
when
lady.
I said cleaning. To Rob, I'm an equal opportunist. Now she just looked at me and said, te gusta eso, mommy. Look
yeah,
how that comes full circle, y'all.
Full circle.
That comes full circle, yeah.
That's right, you
yeah.
better get what you
it's
want,
so
baby.
It's so funny. I had to ask that because I definitely be making up. I be doing voices. I'll become a different bitch. I'll be like, honey, you don't want? Honey, you don't have this
pussy? Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
I'll be like, honey, you don't have this.
That's a Chinese lady from the nail salon?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Honey, I am your girlfriend. I want to. And then I'll be like, hey, puppy, you want to get this pussy? You want to f***ing me right now?
Oh,
you gonna
going to
come get this
shit?
I'll be
going,
yeah, all the
going
white people's my favorite,
that.
Though. I'll be like,
yeah,
oh,
that
yeah,
white.
Daddy, I want your
I'm
f***ing
that,
big,
hear that
black
good
cock.
Yeah, that Caucasian.
Your f***ing big black
get
inside
that Caucasian
of me.
Caucasian talk.
Oh, yeah. So I'll be turning into mad b***h. So, sorry, Rock.
That works.
Yeah, yeah. So I was curious because you be bringing that Spanish shit out all the time. I'm like, I wonder if Louis being there with his wife Toya and out of nowhere. Think who's that? So, mommy.
Going there.
Those gotta voices, I have to admit, those were good.
I'll be trying. I'll be trying. You got to keep it
give
funny,
me,
y'all.
Give me ghetto black ratchet because you know f***ers love a hood rat.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you
going
to
f***
up
don't.
On this pussy and come up in my mother. Mouth, cause you know this shit right here is going splash, and that
I get soft
dick.
Over talking to me like that. I don't
yeah,
like
that
no
shit is
ass.
Crazy,
I don't
right?
Like that.
Look,
yeah, I be like,
look.
You look disgusting.
You gonna fuck this pussy or what?
Get out. Don't talk
organic
to me like that.
Well, organic,
like
organic.
That.
I organic,
dropped my cards, y'all.
Organic
sorry.
Be liking that.
I can't do all that.
Organic want that.
Black.
Oh yeah,
like
JDR.
Black.
She's like,
yeah.
He want that. He want that. Oh, the way your dick is touching
there
that G spot right now
ain't
feels
better.
So fucking good.
You know what? No one's not nothing better than anything. You get you a white, black, white, but she like blacks. You know what I'm talking about? Like
I know
she
what
a,
you're talking
like
about.
Like the clueless black girl, but
the,
she
the
likes
girl, like
though.
The girl who but comes up to you and be
the
like,
girl,
yeah,
the
girl.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
black.
The valley girl, but
she
black.
She, to me,
she'd come
yeah.
up to you and
ooh,
she'd be like,
different.
Ooh, JDR,
I like
come
that.
And get some of this.
Yeah, but she a black woman.
But she black.
Ooh, I guess the best.
Mm.
And she got nothing but black friends.
A well-spoken woman.
And she got nothing but white friends, though.
Classy.
But she the only black person with all the white friends.
Who wants
and
to
she
perform? She gives
it's,
fellatio, not
a,
head.
That's a special one. Yeah, fellatio
yeah.
giver.
Fellatio, not
yeah.
head. Yeah,
she a fellatio giver.
I want to give you fellatio.
I need that. Yeah. That was great. All right, all anybody right. out there got one of them, y'all special.
What's the worst thing your ex would say? Bro,
the worst I wanna thing know. They would say about me is that I'm controlling and that I want to navigate relationship.
Right, you're going to hold you. That was the past.
That's what they're going to say.
Word. Oh, really? Yeah. Couldn't imagine why.
Damn, right. That came full circle. Because you know how we be like, oh, you know, are we surprised when we start getting say, I ain't going to hold you right. I'm not surprised.
No, not at all.
But prove can it. I just say this one thing about that being a bit of what they would say? I ain't going to steer you wrong.
See, that's what she's going
to
stand
right. When I'm right. When I'm right. When I'm right.
It's so different if you got somebody that's trying to lead and they're leading you down a alley. I'm leading you to the light, baby.
That's some good propaganda, ain't it?
Yeah. I'm leading you to a greater, better you.
She put the soft tone on that.
I am leading you to the best version of yourself. I am going to there will be crazy. In the end, you will say, I appreciate what you did and I understand why you did it the way you did it and how you did it. It is not a sad ending.
No. And I think it's you gotta know who's the best person to lead in certain scenarios. Yeah. So I'm definitely for the right there.
Yeah, what they would say though.
But you ain't lied, baby, y'all. She put the sweet voice on.
Yeah, she know how to do that.
Honey,
yeah.
I'm going to take you
the
into
only
the
one
abyss.
Guy worked for her, the one she married now. Everybody else is going for that. It just ain't work. Where they
damn.
At?
You know, oh, they, you know where they at? Where? Let me tell you where they at.
With the peasants.
No.
Trying to come back.
Begging me for this.
Trying to come back. Yeah, well, damn.
Okay.
Shout out to him.
Begging.
And what does Organic say? Banish him.
Yeah, you got to banish him. Get out of here.
Let me tell you where they at. They are sending me multiple DMs, emails,
begging,
Twitter,
Dad, email?
Direct messages, any
email,
possible
serious.
Way that because it's not my cell phone, it's
Cash
not through text,
right?
Telling me, please, if I could just have you just
another
as
chance.
A friend,
the friend move,
the friend move,
sure. And I'm not never that.
Yeah, that's
if in any that. Way could I have you, and I'm not cocky, y'all know I'm very humble.
Very.
I don't talk all that fly shit as a woman. I don't be getting crazy.
Nope.
I'm telling you. That's what they do.
I believe
do.
It.
That's
leaving
what they
a
do.
Digital footprint.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
access.
Heavy. That's heavy.
The one I had one that was so been creative. Denied. He cash apped me
they
just to send me a
in
message.
The, in the
oh, yeah, that
of,
cash
app. Cut you
do
off.
That one.
In
that's
the words of JDR, they are
banished.
She gone.
Off with his head.
Exile. You are exiled. You'll never come back. Trying to bang on the castle door.
Right. Speaking of exes, right? Let's jump into the topic of the week, y'all.
What's up?
Let me read it to myself first. I don't know if I like this one, but speaking of exes, what did you learn from a past relationship that has helped you to be better in a newer relationship?
Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
A good question.
Yeah. I gotta go first, please.
Do your thing, brother.
Cause like I've been on a journey of growth. So yeah, my last situation did teach me a lot about myself and picking your, you know, partner wisely. So I'll keep saying that because it's extremely important because if you're gonna be in a relationship, it has to be 100%. So I knew from the beginning I wasn't going to give 100%, so I shouldn't have been in it. So when my next situation came, I knew it was going to be 100% or nothing. That's only how it's truly going to go to the top. So I learned, choose wisely and be 100% or don't do it. So that's what I learned from my last relationship.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Round of applause for
yeah.
real.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah.
Round
sure.
of applause.
Well, let's just jump. Real. I'm going to jump on there. What I learned from my past relationship that made me better for a newer relationship was my actions have to match my words. In the past, I would say I love you,
right.
but I wouldn't behave in that way. Cheating,
not being
100%. An opportunist.
Big opportunity.
Being an opportunist, I was just doing what I felt like I needed to do for myself without thinking of the damage I was causing to the person that I knew I would say I wanted. Like, you know, we weird. We really want to be with y'all.
For
right?
sure.
But we, like you said, sometimes we can't fight that urge to want to be with someone else and still go back crying.
Feel like
right?
you're
so
losing,
by the time she's, by the time you feel like you're ready to be who she asked you to be the whole time, she's already done.
Did too much.
And then now you crying the blues because you done became a better version of yourself or the version that you could have been from the beginning, and then she's like, nah, it's too late.
Right.
So when you lose that, you actually really may have been with that person for the rest of your life, but you f***ed up so much that when you moved on, you found something that it doesn't necessarily mean it's better. It just means that you know how to deal with it, how to move forward, how to be mature about it. And then, you know, it always turns out to be better. That last relationship is always going to be something that you look back on like, I would never do that again. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's my actions just have to match my words. Yeah. That's what I learned.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair.
Very important.
Good. I learned how to fail forward. Because I think some people look at their past relationships and see what went wrong with it. I learned how to go back and look at what could I have done differently?
Yeah.
Right? Because I think it's easy to look, even when a person do you wrong, it's easy to look at what they did. But every action has a reaction. You know what I'm saying? And I also think about, like, okay, but what I used to, I'm going to keep it real. You know how you could get with a person and they show you who you are, who they are. They tell you who they are. Sometimes you want to see the potential of who they could be and choose not to believe what they showed you. I definitely used to do that sometimes because I would see great things in people and be like, yo, this person could be this, but they weren't there, right? So what I would do sometimes, and a lot of women have made this mistake, and this was me years ago, is you think you could change that person into who you think that they should be or who they could be.
Please, let's clap.
Right?
This is
and then this is real shit.
That's what we're doing?
And then you blame them for your heartache when they continue to be exactly who the f*** they said they was or showed
fault.
You they were.
That was
and
good.
So it's like, oh, they led me on or they this and this and that. Where you knew from the gate what this person was and choose to think that you can change it.
Yeah.
So I didn't, I would pull... I was literally showing them who I could be to them, even though they did nothing to deserve that. So what I learned now, like you, it's kind of a blend of like choosing wisely.
Yeah,
it's paying attention to who's presented in front of me, right? And taking that person. Now, if that person got opportunity for growth, great, but they need to be good and great already.
Yeah, it
got
to be a solid foundation already.
Solid foundation already.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And I learned to take accountability for my own role and my past heartache. And a lot of women, I don't think it's easy to be like, oh, he hurt me. I've been hurt so many times. I'm not going to lie. I cried.
No, for sure.
I've been hurt. And then we get back up. And we go back out.
Yeah.
But as a mom, nowadays, I don't have time for that type of heartache, right? Because I got to do what I got to do no matter what. So I learned to take more responsibility by paying attention to who was presented in front of me and investing my energy in the people who deserved it. So that's what I would say is my
amazing
honest to God.
It's very important.
I like it.
Extremely important.
I respect the fact that you put yourself into the heartache that you dealt with. You didn't really, you like, someone is to blame, but you're also blaming yourself
you
for allowing them to continue to do what they felt
and
like they can get away
and
with.
And you just would sit there and you will cry. It's easy to play victim, right? But I learned to become my own hero and my own story. Okay, bitch, when you gonna rescue yourself, you out here like a dumb scallywag, bald-headed hoe who ain't got to her.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I had to sit around and look and be like, bitch, you got this that going. Why the fuck are you Build a Bear Workshop still?
Yeah, very important.
Why are scallywags always bald-headed?
They
it's a good
association.
I don't know
at this
why,
point.
But when I think of a bald headed scallywag, I suddenly see pictures of New York City.
Who said it first?
They out there like this.
We gotta figure this out. We gonna Google that. Who
said
that?
Who was the first one to say bald headed scallywag?
Whoever said it to whomever.
Oh, Chickenhead.
Bald head scallywag ain't got me. That could have been it.
Come on now.
Yeah, and I hear that, and it blends with pigeon. A pigeon is a girl reward. You know, I hear that, and I'm from New York, so I just start seeing people that look like this. One of my train station platform.
Leave him alone, man.
Pecking for whatever. Out here catching crumbs and shit. Out of here. I'm an eagle. I'm looking up in the sky, looking at these little dumb birds on the ground, figuring out which one I'm going to grab my kill.
Fly high.
You definitely going to have some.
Yeah, keep them away, man. Keep them away.
Central Park. Wait, how you outside waiting for a homeless person
only
to feed
New
you?
New York people gonna get this part.
Because how you waiting for a homeless person to feed you?
That's crazy.
Because that's who be feeding the pigeons in the park.
For the most part, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you eating, if you gotta eat from the hand of a person,
definitely.
So I'm sorry. That was a good question though, low key.
Believe it or not, I used to have a problem with my temper.
Say what?
I know
this
ain't hard for y'all to.
Really.
Providing a lot nowadays.
That's what it's all about.
Who would have ever known?
And I used to kind of lash out. This is definitely, I'm talking about like, this is a long time ago.
what are we doing?
Because the thing is, Rob, we're trying to have empathy for you right now. We're trying so hard.
Goddamn well, this is not the real shit now. Can we get the pureness or no?
No, I used to be a little bit of a hothead. So what I did learn, believe it or not, was self-control.
Yeah.
I know production is not in the back.
Yo,
production
is breaking. Y'all can see production's faces. That shit's like
I'm hearing fucking chairs squeaking like motherfuckers is moving.
The church pins in. Because everybody's just
Teddy moving
adjusting
and
their positions and
moving
his.
Side to side.
It's the awkward silence.
It's everybody it's like, going,
ooh.
I wonder what sound effects will get dropped on this moment.
None.
Learned,
it's just going to be like.
No, you know
a
that.
A clock going like this.
You hit it, click, tick,
y'all,
tick.
Y'all is dragging me right now. That's just funny as hell.
No problem. You've been known to quite drag yourself. drag a finger to yourself. I mean, the irony of this conversation.
You know we cutting that. Because we better not see somebody getting
First of all, forget all of y'all. You cash. Said
with
you
much
Lewis,
love.
You
we appreciate the growth. We see the growth.
As well.
We it's see growth. The growth.
Y'all ain't big growth.
Y'all ain't
she's saying she's a lesser percentage.
I am a lesser because I absolutely go to 1, 2, and 3 before going to 10.
Okay.
I don't go to 10 for just nothing.
How do you measure your 3, though?
My words. If you listen to me talk, I'm expressive. So if you listen to me, even if it's in a calm voice, you'll understand where I am with what I'm dealing
You're
with.
You're right, because I'm afraid right f***ing now. I'm fucking with you,
if
Rob.
If you're in a relationship that makes you feel unsafe, you can dial the 1-800 HOPE hotline.
We
and
don't
someone will be standing by to help you get to safety.
We don't have questions. Ross said we don't have questions, so please send us your questions.
Domestic violence goes both ways.
I'm just teasing y'all.
But if you are a victim of domestic violence, dial 1-800.
I think it was what is it 88 HOPE or something? I forget what
it's something like
something,
that. Please
something
call.
Like that.
Don't speak out. None of us are at all in any situations
right.
like that.
Never,
nor
never,
are we
never.
Abusers in such nah, situations. But know. It is important for anyone who could be triggered
that.
By that,
what
to
I
know.
Yeah. More so to
control
love
that temper.
Love
whatever
that.
Y'all. Just take my part out, yo. Just
nah, leave that shit all the way in.
But that was a good topic,
yo. We want the using all of that in there. Okay?
Yeah, we need that. Leave it in there. Don't take it out, man.
We usually jump into the questions that are week this week, but we don't have one, y'all. So you guys can hit us up at 718-635-1994. That's 718-635-1994. Leave us a voicemail or shoot us a DM at On The Contrary Podcast on Instagram. All calling DMs will remain anonymous. No names, no games, no face, no case.
Yeah, I know right. We said a name in the past, but with consent, we had permission, by the way, y'all.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
We definitely did get consent.
Yeah, but we want to know your business.
So the next segment is super cool, y'all. This new segment alert. New segment alert. New segment alert. Everyone will anonymously write down out of 100% how much they actually trust their current or ex-partner if they're single. One will reveal what their response was. What level of trust makes for a healthy relationship? The audience can guess in the comments who wrote down what.
Hey, Tyra. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Tyra.
Hey, T-Bear.
Shout out to Tyra because she keeps us looking together.
Tyra. You guys can follow Tyra at Tyra Hair Experience. What's the Instagram? No, what's the Instagram? Tyra's Hair Experience. It ain't no underscore in it.
And that's Tyra, T-Y-R-A.
Tyra Hair Experience.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Can I get one of Steve Harvey motherfuckers? No, I'm saying.
Yes. You better not. If you come in here with a toupee,
the man unit,
with waves. I'll come with a full bumper out of Bob Marley, motherfucker. I'm gonna do it.
Y'all seen that one with the waves?
I saw it.
Tisha sent me that. I was like, when I go ball, bro.
You've been doing this for a long time, too.
Yeah.
So we Tyler, you better learn that because I'm hiring. When this falls off, you're gonna have to. When I'm 60 and shit.
Because he was doing it in the
90s. How we picking it?
You know what I'm saying?
How we picking it, y'all?
This shit probably all
disc- are we guessing who had what answer? Oh.
99.9%.
That's a good percentage.
Mm-hmm.
99%. 99
because
there's always a possibility.
Mm. Nothing's foolproof.
100%.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
Damn, everybody
trusts I know whose answers is everything. I know Lewis's is the one that said 100%.
That was. So we talk, okay, so I think the 100 was actually JDR. Reason why I think it's him, because he always saying 100.
Well, we know it wasn't.
I keep it, we know it wasn't you now.
Your partner,
100%. Why? God damn it, we just going to spill the beans on my God damn it. She just jumping right at the pool. All right. But no, all I do, though.
Oh, okay.
Because I ain't going to do nothing that ain't 100%.
All right, if JDR said 100. It was 99.
Everybody else had to say
it was 99.9.
I'm the only one that said 100%.
That's crazy. We supposed to have contradicting fucking opinions in here. Shit.
Let me tell you why I said 99. Let me just do my part.
Yeah,
the reason is because I believe, I'm saying this with every bone in my body, I believe that every single man on the planet Earth, I don't believe that there's one single dingaling ever that has not cheated. And I've said it before that I believe that there's levels. There's some people who carry ongoing relationships. There's some people who will just chase after anything. Yeah. And then there's some that's just like, all right, I've done it. You know, I got away with it. The coast is clear. I'm good. I'm going to keep it moving. So I don't like for any female to ever think this can't be me. I don't care if the nigga's home every day and he only went to Walmart to get formula. I don't give a fuck. A nigga can find the time. All people can find the time.
Right.
So I leave that percentage to believe that there's a possibility. However, I do believe that my relationship is solid in the sense of we communicate, we're real close, and there's things that people would never imagine that the bond that we have and how we're straightforward about what it is we feel and what we do.
So. Beautiful thing.
Yeah. I think it's all in like that so small percentage of not being gullible, not being naive, of course, absolutely, you know, because people are human. And by nature, people are flawed. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely say that. The other thing is, for me, everybody starts with a slate of I don't have no reason not to trust you, right? Only you can bite at that apple, right? So if that percentage is coming down, it's because there's something you're doing or some behaviors are displaying that is making me feel like I could trust you less and less and less. But out the gate, I have no reason to just discredit you. And here's what I think. I think people are fucked up because sometimes what the last person did to you, this new person gets started off with 80% or some other percentage because what somebody else did. And 9 times out of 10, they're paying for what the last motherfucker did to you. So I do believe, give them the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, let them prove to you that they're either worthy of keeping that benefit or that, you know what I'm saying, that maybe you need to start subtracting and keeping one eye.
Yeah, like this. The good eye.
Yeah, or looking in their glasses to see what they're talking
about. Yeah, that reflection.
Saying. Like I was trying to tell JDR last time.
And Miss Organic, okay. You trust your partner 100%?
I do, because I told myself if I'm ever going to be in a situation, I'm going to go 100% and then decrease over time, and I won't be in it no more. It's 100 or nothing with me. And on top of that, my blueprint of how to be in a relationship was one from one of my best friends. I see him with his wife every day. I see their interactions, and I know it's 100%. Because I never seen nothing like that in my life. And that's what I'm basing my situation off of. So I'm going into it just like the blueprint I seen, and I'm following that. And I told myself I wouldn't put myself in this predicament unless I'm all in. So I'm all in on it. I'm trying to win the whole jackpot. I'm not trying to get a little win here, a little blackjack. No, I'm going full in on the poker table. So that's where I'm going.
That requires you to trust the person 100%.
100% because I want them to give me 100%. And
should you be trusting 100%?
Of course. I'm the most... Of course. This Jarvis Dante Rivers here, JDR. I should get 100%.
You think saying your full name suddenly?
That's something I thought that ain't work. God damn it, I thought it was going to
suddenly disqualify all the shit that you're going to say. Damn, he be saying shit like that, so it could be like a firm step.
Yeah.
I'm Dante.
Yeah, you got to put that Jarvis Dante Rivers on there.
You also still the same who threw all them other statements out.
Oh, that's true. That's the old me, though. You know what I mean? That's Mr. Organic. That's three of them. That's a different guy. You know what I mean? This is a new page. You got to go to the new page to read it. You know what I mean?
You, my bro, I love you to death, because one thing's for certain and two things for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you going to throw some motherfucking tongue twisters out there.
You got to.
You going to sit that shit.
It's only right.
You sure you ain't from New York? Because that's a fast talk.
Shout out to
all
New York people. That's what I'm for real, though. I'm trying to go. And if I fuck up, this is my first time even trying this. So if it don't work, now I can feel how everybody felt what I done to them. I don't know how. I ain't never felt this before, of being like a person that got played or you know what I'm saying, or took an advantage of. So I want to see how
I
feel.
I ain't going to hold you. You know how when I was talking about how my baby daddy had them other babies out on me, and you was like, I want to meet that nigga.
Yeah.
If a woman ever play you,
it's going to be devastating, right?
I'm going to throw that bitch a party. I'm going to tell school, tell me this.
It'd be a lot of celebration in the street. You'll be all up in the street pop locking out there. Oh, they finally got him.
He's been playing.
It's going to be a lot of business for an invite to that party. Yeah. No, but I just, because I really just want to get up close and personal and be like, tell me how you did it.
Right. I want to try it out. I want to see if it happens. I want to feel all,
well,
you know, emotions,
honest,
of life.
I don't wish that on nobody. I don't wish pain or heartache on nobody. But I'm just saying, if it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll
be
like,
it'll be
quick,
a tea party.
And I think it would make me a bigger, stronger person
down,
if I went through something
I'm
like
pouring
that.
I'm pouring her up. I'm getting her nice and honest. And I want to know it all.
For sure. For sure. If it happens, y'all will know. I will, you know, come on the contrary and break it down. Because
you'll be 100 about it. It's happening.
You got to. Because I'm built for it. I want to feel all different emotions of life. And I never felt that. So if it happens, like, let me get some of that. You know what I mean? Make me a more ferocious individual. I need everything.
More ferocious.
That's facts.
And Lewis, you trust your partner?
I say, I'm the one that put the 99.9, not the 100. Because like you said, there's always an inkling of opportunity, room for error. You know, I know I put in 100% of the effort, and I know she puts in 100% of the effort, but perfection doesn't really exist. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that you're trying to be perfect that makes it worthwhile. So as long as we have that effort in there consistently, I don't think that I would ever have any other questions. And that 0.1%, ain't no niggas that's 0.1%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Only way we want to be in the 1% is if it's in the bank account.
Ooh, got to
okay.
have that.
Okay.
1%
all right,
for sure.
No, that was good. Okay. All right. But I'm going to lie, y'all. I got something to get off my chest.
Oh,
okay.
Get to it.
I'm tired of you motherfuckers talking about take they mics away. You know what it is?
Yeah.
The reason why I say that, and I just want you to open your minds and have some just keep an open mind.
Right.
The reality of it is, people say we're tired of certain conversations, but the reality of it is, those conversations have so many different tangents and ways that they can go. When we're going to stay, be like, oh, is that all you're talking about is sex? Listen, baby, in this country, 50% of marriages end in divorce. And of those 50%, 50% of those are due to marriage. So if we're not talking about sex, people are going to keep looking elsewhere to get, you know, their toys licked and their dicks on. But the reality of it is, the conversations we're having, the only way you get different perspectives, the only way we evolve, the only way we expand out, you know what I'm saying, is to hear how other people think about them. I want to hear from a married man. I want to hear from a married woman. Just like it's also good to know, what is the single experience like right now? Or, you know, some of these conversations we're having are necessary. I think what it is that, understand when you're listening to people who have no real basis to speak on what they're speaking on. But when you got people who have had experiences willing to get up here, share their experiences, share what they've learned with you about topics that you cannot avoid in life, those are the mics we need to keep.
Right.
But y'all are the motherfuckers who drive the views up on the negative, naughty shit and then tell us you're tired of
Doesn't make sense.
But when we post some wise some conscious shit,
right,
we struggle for engagement.
Facts.
So pick and choose. Because if you really, really, really are tired of hearing about certain things, then you would engage and interact. The reality of it is, y'all feed the negativity that you claim you hate to see.
Most definitely.
So,
and I think a lot of that, because you have a really great point, I think a lot of that comes from people just repeating whatever they see.
Everything. Right. Everybody yeah.
I told you guys
same.
That when do. Once somebody says something in the mm-hmm. comments, two people say it,
yes.
they kind of all piggyback on it. Yeah. Prior to podcasts taking off, people would say, we need to have these kind
of
conversations.
All the time.
We need to talk about these type of
They're
things.
They're so taboo subjects in right. our community.
All you do is talk about this and that.
And then once we start talking about it, then they start saying, why are we talking about it?
Yes.
Because the black man and the black woman, us as a people, we have a crab in a barrel mentality.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
People are miserable and they don't know how to do much but
complain.
Disperse
yeah.
that negativity
Around
and complain.
Their own people.
But guess
what?
We're going to keep
get what they want to get.
We're
going to
keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Let people
and
get
I encourage all other podcasts, radio shows, talk shows to continue
talking.
To keep the conversations open.
It's
keep
very
talking.
Important. And it's
yeah.
fun and it's funny and it's part of life. I do it all the time, like on different podcasts or whatever I do. I always talk about sex, but not sprinkling that real shit, that motivation.
Yeah, because you know what? That's
gotta,
what gets their attention.
Right.
Y'all
they
are
love
drawn
that.
In, and then we got to feed
then,
you
boom.
The shit you need
yeah,
to hear.
It is part of, and at the same time, it's very important of the vein of, you know, American culture is fucking pussy sucking and all that is extremely important. The fuck is y'all talking about? Like,
extremely.
Put the mic down.
Listen,
put the mic
because
up
now
we
say it
this.
Like that, but like Ross said, grandmamas used to say, if you won't do it, somebody
yeah,
else
we
gonna
tell
do
you
it.
The real
it's
story.
Really the same conversation. Mm-hmm. We just a little bit more raw.
That's
maybe we're
is.
More unfiltered about the conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, that part of it. But to me, listen, you don't realize that there are people who need to hear the
most
shit that we're
definitely.
Talking about. And it'd be the same as the in the comments agreeing, like you said,
right.
who will be in your DMs asking you questions about that topic.
All day.
Hey, I saw this clip and you guys were talking about, so stop the bullshit.
Yeah,
take what's
crazy.
For you. If it's not for you and it don't apply,
so
let it fly.
Yeah, because you're
but if somebody
you want
to learn
consumer.
About how to put their tongue in somebody's
they
ass,
they need to know
how
to do
that. Tongue in that
and
ass.
You're a consumer,
how
so like,
fondle that gooch.
Shut up.
You know what I'm saying?
Got
play
to
with
get
that perineum. You like that clean language. So we're going to say,
yeah,
get up in that perineum.
Yeah, I like the intellectual.
You know what I'm saying? Go
yeah,
in there, understand
there.
How to stimulate
yeah.
that prostate from the outside and shit like that. Oh, if yeah. you don't want that information, then keep it pushing. But if you like your ass licked or you like
Talk
to lick on
now.
That ass.
Let's go down, yellow brick road. Let's go down. Take me where
Tune
you need
in to
take me.
On the Contrary podcast because we're going to talk about putting your
Tug
face
that
up
boat,
in
baby.
It.
Burr, burr. That's that dragon tail. You got to lay flat on them sometimes. You gotta lay flat on them, let them pull that motherfucker to the back.
I'm gonna go
yeah.
and hear that sound effect now.
Come on now.
I'll be
yeah, that's the move.
That's the
Maybe
perfect way to end this
side.
Episode.
Yeah, like people
always
get mad.
Coming up with the tongue twisting.
You got to have them. Yeah, pull that
we
that tongue.
We'll see y'all next week. Round of applause for the team.
Yeah.
Yes, y'all.
We got
another
more for
one.
Y'all on the contrary.